Ollie's Random Facts.
Gosh.
Great Odin's Raven.
Excellent.
You ready?
Okay, now, as we've already established, today is July 1st, start of the new financial year, basically the middle of the year, and also the beginning of Dry July.
Of course.
Yes. Now, Dry July happens every year. In July, 31 days of no drinking, hence being Dry July, because you don't have any alcohol. It all raises money for cancer and people affected by cancer, for them to look into whys, what's, raising money and also supporting families. Now, there's some amazing statistics about Dry July that I don't know if you know this. This is Australian and their alcohol. These are the figures. 80% of Australians over 18 drank alcohol in the last year. 1.9 million have six standard drinks a day.
Wow, that's a
lot.
Yeah.
The amount the average Australian household spends on alcohol per week is $34.20. Mm-hmm. And the percentages of Australian drinking at levels that put them at risk of alcohol-related disease is 17%. So that's a pretty good reason to maybe do Dry July. Not only do you raise money for a great cause, but you also help your own health. And if you're drinking too much, there's lots of short-term risks, long-term risks. If you're wanting to get healthy, a five-week reset might help you. I mean, you can improve your quality of sleep. It helps you lose weight. Also makes all of your organs have a rest.
Yeah, your liver will thank you.
Yep. Plus you save money. It's good for your mental health and your skin is a lot healthier as well. So if you're wanting to do this, then there is still time today, being the 1st of July. You can sign up, do Dry July, get some donations coming in. And look, if you can't do this, if it's something that you simply can't commit to, maybe support someone who is. Someone who's doing Dry July, get behind them and donate. Or if you're hanging out with them, maybe just don't drink. Just
cool.
For a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, see if you can just do it for a day.
Nice.
Or a week. Anyway, that's my random facts here on The Wave.